Hi, it's Jeff. Welcome back to this masterclass on building your limitless mind. Now we're in chapter 5 of the book, Introduction to Performance Tools. Whatever the mind of man can conceive and bring itself to believe, it can achieve. Napoleon Hill. This is one of the most famous quotes in all personal development. From Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, it sold 100 million copies, a best-selling book in personal development. And it's a very, very, very powerful idea. Yet the real question that matters here is how. Whatever the mind of man can conceive, okay, how? How can you stretch your mind to conceive what's possible? And bring itself to believe, okay, how? How do you take an idea of something that you want or something that you believe and really drill it so the mind really believes it, it can achieve, right? So if you can really believe it, if you can really conceive it, you can achieve it. And Napoleon Hill's book, one of the myths of Think and Grow Rich, is it's not about thinking at all. You go through that, there's about 3 hours a day of exercises that he had prescribed. Self-confidence formulas, affirmations, his imaginary counsel, and so on. It isn't just a book of thinking, it's a book of action. Yet for me, that wasn't enough. Training with the best teachers in the world wasn't enough. What I needed was to take the best tools that I discovered from reading thousands of books, from training with the best teachers, and figure out what are those best tools for me, and how specifically do you put them to work every day? In building your limitless mind. Alrighty, let's dive into the book. Going back to the metaphor of working out at the gym, think of the performance tools like the machines and exercises you use for training your body. The reason the gym metaphor aptly fits training your mind is because we all understand the importance of habit and repetition for getting in shape. We get that it's through building the habit of going to the gym and repeatedly doing your exercises that you build physical muscles. And the same is true in training your mind. By using the tools, you're building new habits in thinking. And by putting them to work methodically over time, you're building mental muscle. One thing we haven't discussed, but I wrote in the book we have discussed, is for some people and some types of mental training, using the tools might be unnecessary. For you, it might be as simple as saying, yep, I've chosen to stop worrying. But in other cases, it's not so easy. And you want the tools to help you condition new ways of thinking. A cool way of thinking about this is to see the brain like a hiking trail carved through a forest. At some point, there may be no trail. Then, a couple of hikers start making their way through the forest on their own. Their boots on the fertile ground begin laying a trail that others start following. Then, over time, as more hikers walk the same tracks, a deep trail is carved. Now, if you wanted to change that trail, you might begin by covering up the old trailhead and laying tracks for a new trail. On day one, the old trail would still be more worn, but over time it would grow over, and as hikers continue walking the new trail, it will be carved deeper. Your brain works much the same way. The sequence of neurons that fire for any way of thinking is like that trail. As the neurons are repeatedly used, your brain, using a substance known as myelin, coats those fibers in a sheath, providing for faster and clearer transport of signals along that neural pathway. Through repeated use, therefore, like following a trail through the woods, your brain becomes more accustomed to using that pathway. Yet, as you choose new ways of thinking, your brain is creating new pathways, which over time, through repeated use, becomes your new myelin-coded pathways. This shows the power of habit in powerfully training your thinking. Your thinking gets better and better. I would add to this that in neuroscience is a famous phrase that said neurons that fire together wire together, meaning that habit repeatedly attaches these neural pathways. Second point I would make, remember what we're talking about here in terms of repetition. We all know that repetition is the not-so-secret to learning, right? To really deeply embed that knowledge you're studying for an exam, you just repeat it over and over and over again, right? And the reason I share this is because imagine you just saw personal change this way. Rather than seeing it as a thing or something wrong with you, you just see it as learning. It's just you learned an old way of being and you're learning new ways of being. This is where the tools are so powerful because they enable you to easily do something repetitively, over and over again, just learning new ways of being. Another reason you want the tools is because of the type of mental training we're doing here. To understand what I mean, it's important to know there are two types of personal change. The first type, known as remedial change, is about fixing problems. This means using hypnosis or NLP or other tools that actually work to overcome problems, like clearing a phobia or stopping smoking or erasing a troubled memory or PTSD and so on. Because these tools can work by deleting the problem, think of burning down the whole forest, this type of change can often be done fast. And while many people are shocked at the power of these tools to overcome what are considered debilitating problems, for a skilled operator, this type of remedial change can be decidedly easy. By the way, an interesting point of note here is my understanding is that this is how Tony Robbins became Tony Robbins. He took on therapists in a very public way, using a very powerful tool of hypnosis and NLP called the Fast Phobia Cure, where he could very quickly remove people's phobias and deal with problems that therapists apparently hadn't been able to clear up for years. And that was all because he had advanced technology, which isn't advanced anymore, yet many people don't buy into this stuff. If only you investigate these tools, you see just how powerful they are at changing people who are stuck in sometimes very old remedial problems. But that's not what we're doing here. We're doing something much harder, which is a second type of personal change, generative change. We're not fixing a problem. We're not looking for a one-time solution. We're building for you a system of continuous improvement for training your mind, all the way to building you into whoever you choose to be. The difference is like someone hitting the gym for a few weeks to lose a few pounds versus someone looking to get in shape for an Ironman and continue getting better, faster, stronger. While the first person needs a simple one-time solution, the latter requires a system that challenges you to an entirely different level. The same is true for you. It's completely up to you how you want to use the tools. If you're just looking to train yourself to do something small like eliminate a fear, you might only use the system for your limitless mind for a few weeks. But if you're looking to transform you and your life into what you want, you want to be more serious and dedicated to your training. I expect however you use the tools, even with just a small amount of effort, you get mind-blowing results. And while in the book I go into more detailed thoughts on a little effort goes a long way, I'll simply say this is because the bar is low. If you've never done anything like this before, the bar is very, very low. An example I give in the book was the way that I landed a couple of jobs, where one of the things I did was visualize over and over and over again. And I won't say that got me the job, but it was part of the formula. If you just imagine yourself walking into a meeting tomorrow, having really imagined it, seeing it going exactly how you plan, getting yourself into that mindset, imagining seeing yourself getting a great outcome and walking out of there feeling fantastic, you'll notice how big a difference it makes to you. And of course, this shouldn't be surprising. We all know that pro athletes are doing this all the time. There's so many stories on pro athletes sitting back and doing mental rehearsal. Jordan Spieth is famous for closing his eyes before he takes that golf shot, visualizing where he wants the ball to go. It's part of his routine. Michael Jordan was well known for his mental rehearsal, sitting back, closing his eyes, imagining himself shoot shot after shot. And it's exactly the same for you. As we get into these tools as well, you'll see they're fun. It's a fun way of using your mind and unleashing your potential at the same time. And this is where I close out the chapter in the book on this topic. I call it playing out. It's a play on working out, by the way. Where the gym metaphor breaks down is that sometimes people have negative associations with working out. For this reason, one of my fitness trainers avoids the phrase working out. And he thinks of hitting the gym like playing. He says it should be fun, not regimented. You shouldn't feel as if you have to do 4 sets of this and 12 reps of that, but that you're adding stress to the body, hitting muscles in different ways and having fun, playing. The tools are the same. If this is a dreary, regimented program for you, then it's going to fail you. You won't want to do it, it won't be fun, and you'll get crappy results. Instead, see these as tools you can pick and choose from and use as you please. And you'll see that these tools are fun, or at least for me, maybe they won't be fun for you, so stop doing it. It's playing in your mind, using your imagination, practicing different ways of thinking. Not just because it gets you what you want in the future, but it's for making your life better right now. For instance, you'll see the first tool of changing your stories. That's all about telling yourself the stories you want to hear. It's not something you have to do. It's about having more fun in your mind, playing with stories that get you fired up. It's like the way an athlete psychs himself up for a game. You're not just doing this for getting what you want, you're doing this because it's fun. And you're playing your best game of life. A final note before we get to the tools is, of course, I'm not sharing with you all you might want to know on these tools. This book is very light on theory because it's all about what specifically can you practice. And the key to these is not what you know, it's how good you can get at practicing them. And what I'm endeavoring to do with you here is walk you through it in a way that we're actually practicing them together. So really see this as, doesn't matter if you can go away and said I did some affirmations or change your stories. What matters is, can we do this together in a way that's really activating your neurology? Where you're getting real benefit from doing this now. All right, so coming up in the next 3 tracks, we're going to cover 3 different types of tools. First, we're going to cover the continuous training tools. These are tools you want to practice putting to work all day, every day. Second, the daily exercises. These are tools you use systematically every day. Like maybe going to the gym and actually just doing your training. And 3, the evolutionary tools. These are tools for getting beyond the regular meat and bones of thinking to how specifically do you evolve your thinking?